What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. As of the 15th of August, the prices of 170 medicines will drop by 30% in pharmacies. This was announced by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, on the afternoon of this Tuesday. He said that he approved a resolution on the recommendation of the Special Technical Table for Drugs so that this reduction is extended for 6 months. Today is a historic day because this is very important news for the country, for all Panamanians, because the health unions, the private sector, patient associations and the national government have reached an important consensus, said President Cortizo. For his part, Vice President Jose Gabriel Carrizo, who chairs the technical table, indicated that these are high-demand drugs, and he added that they will soon publish the list in full. Retirees will also have their additional 20% discount. Several business associations and cooperatives in the country asked the government to guarantee the free movement of Panamanians for today, Wednesday, the day on which members of the Single Union of Construction and Allied Workers, Suntrax, will resume picketing. The closure announcements that have been made for Wednesday are a provocation. Really, if we're still in the process of dialogue, if we are sitting at that dialogue table, then why do we have to fall for these threats? Said Marcela Galindo, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture. In her opinion, these measures make no sense, since several sectors have been in talks with the government for several weeks. We're completely opposed to this position. The Great National Alliance for Panama, made up of 150 associations and cooperatives of farmers, ranchers, fishermen, merchants, agro-industrialists, financiers, parents, and they all rejected the road closure measures through a statement. Unfortunately, these acts keep the entire society hostage and violate the rights of free transit without measuring the impact on the population that depends on a job to bring income to the home, the organization said in their statement. Well, Suntrax, led by Sal Mendes, announced that starting at 7 o'clock on August the 10th, it will resume picketing at different points in Panama. According to Mendes, businessmen have threatened the people with raising prices, which have already begun to raise them. In addition, he assured that the application of the fuel subsidy would not be applied in certain stations. There are a lot of complaints, he added. Themistocles Rosas took office as president of the Panamanian Association of Business Executives, APERI, this Tuesday. This was taking place in a ceremony held at the headquarters of the business association. Rosas referred to the single dialogue table, which is being held in Penonome, Coclé, between the government and the groups that led the protest during the month of July, including construction workers and educators. The private sector has insisted on the need to be part of the dialogue, but so far they've not been included. We have not yet entered the table. We're still being told about a second stage, of which it is still unknown when it would start and what it would be about. Meanwhile, decisions are already being made in the first phase without the participation of the productive sector. For us, it is very unfortunate. We are unaware of the agreements that are taking place at that negotiating table. Well, meanwhile, some groups are announcing mobilizations for today due to the alleged breach by the government of what was agreed at the table. Rosas said that on the one hand, it reflects that there is no capacity to comply with some of the agreements, and for example, that an entrepreneur is not going to sell below his cost price. Regarding the threats of new street closures, he said that the entire population would be affected, and there will be an effect on all economic activity that we will all regret later. Rosas, who replaces Elisa Suarez de Gomez, referred to the importance of strengthening institutions and fighting against the scourge of corruption, to have an austere management of public accounts, questioning, for example, the increase of the budget in the National Assembly. He also expressed concern about the increase in public debt, especially pronounced during the pandemic, and warned of the need to address the crisis of the Social Security Fund. He said that the institution should not be seen as a personal space for anyone, and that its financial situation requires that no more time be wasted to seek the sustainability of the pension program. The Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index, the ICCP, registered 76 percentage points in July. This is a decrease of 11 points compared to those reported last May. According to the data revealed on Tuesday by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, and the Marketing Group, the four indicators that are reflected or evaluated reflected a decrease regarding the expectations of saving money. It is specified that they remain at levels of mistrust, registering 42 points, a decrease of 9 percentage points in relation to the measurement of May of 2022. In the unemployment line, an index of 70 percentage points is reported, and that's 9 points below the previous measurement. The survey shows that 46% consider that it's unlikely to obtain a job, or 43% that they will not have a job. In addition, 8% consider that it's quite likely that they will get a job. Well, regarding the expectations of consumers about the economic situation of their homes, the indicator marked 76 points. That is 13 points less when compared to May of 2022. Finally, regarding the general economic situation of the country for the next 12 months, the indicator reflected 76 points, a decrease of 11 points. The second highest level of mistrust since the beginning of the study is observed, which is the product of the demonstrations and closures at the national level that were registered during the month of July, explained Domingo Barrios, general manager of the marketing group. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health reported 2,859 cases of dengue throughout the country. The figure corresponds from the first epidemiological week, that's the 2nd of January, through to number 30, which ended on Saturday, July the 30th. Of the 2,859 registered cases, the report highlighted that 2,538 occurred without warning signs, 312 cases with warning signs, 9 serious cases, and there was 1 death. The report indicates that the 5 regions that had the most cases of dengue registered at the national level are headed by the Metropolitan Region of Health with 659 cases, North Panama 573, Bocas del Toro, 457 cases, West Panama, 415, San Miguelito, 252, and it is followed by the health regions of Panama East and Chiriquí, with 135 cases, Herrera, 119, Los Santos, 47, Veraguas, 18, Coclé, 17, Colón, 16, Darien, 3 cases. Dengue is a febrile illness that affects infants, children and adults with symptoms ranging from a moderate fever to a disabling high fever, with severe headache and pain behind the eyes. Symptoms such as muscle and joint pain and rashes also occur. 23 cases of hantavirus are registered until epidemiological week number 31, which ended on Saturday the 6th of August. Of this number, 16 cases have been classified as hantavirus cardiopulmonary syndrome and 7 with hantavirus fever. Of these 23 confirmed cases, 22 recovered from the disease and 1 death is reported, which occurred at the beginning of the year in the province of Herrera. This was due to cardiopulmonary syndrome due to the hantavirus. Residents of Campo Limburg in Juan Díaz held a protest on Tuesday in defence of a wetland in the area, which according to them represents one of the few green spaces in the community and protects them from flooding. Edilmer González, one of the community spokespersons, stressed that their struggle is focused on the conservation of the wetland, which over time has been losing space, and now they observe the presence of a company carrying out work and earthworks in the area. For 35 years, this green space has prevented us from flooding during the rains, since it becomes a reservoir of water and all of it flows into it. It's also a reserve for wildlife, González pointed out. In the words of the activists, they are a group of communities, including Campo Limburg, Villa del Sol, Reparto Nuevo Panama, El Romeral, and others that would be affected by any project or development in that area. They recall that already in 2018 they tried to build towers in the area, but the work was not done due to protests and demonstrations at the time. is about our right to life, the safety of our children, and the right to housing. On the land adjacent to the wetland in question, when consulted, the Equipment Corporation Company, which reported that they lease the site for storage of underground telecommunications equipment, and that they are not going to carry out any construction of a building or a tower, which is what worries the residents of the area. But they explain that the zoning of this site is RM3C2, which allows its commercial use. But in their case, they only store telecommunications equipment. The land is for sale, and as soon as it is sold, we must vacate, they indicated. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things relevant to us here this morning in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.